Everybody, well, here we are. Another Monday. This is the Healing Highway Show, Creation Lightship Healing. And we're going to clear the date today. But we have three ways of looking at it now. We have the people that are living repeat days in the past, or they're just held on one day. Okay. And so you're actually, you know, in your past rabbit hole. And we have the people that goes to move into a brand new rabbit hole that probably goes even deeper to the highway to hell. So that's the ones that volunteered to change over. And then we have number three. They have the people living in the now, and the new energy of the brand new rabbit hole going to the highway to hell is trying to invade and take away your peace in the now. I'm going to do a clearing for each one of these. So the first one is you're going to have an extra clearing or two because you're living in the past holding your space. But here we go. In the old rabbit hole that you know very very well, because you had a whole year of that rabbit hole. Here we go, releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we have the people that chose to go into the brand new rabbit hole to the highway to hell with brand new stuff that you know nothing about coming your way. So here we go. That energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we'll clear the energy that's trying to invade your peace, people living in the present moment. So here we go, in the now. So clearing that energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll do that one again. A little more space where you are for more peace, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so now we're going to clear or energize the light beams, I should say. And this also clears away the negativity that could be around you trying to, you know, impinge upon your now space. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we have, oh, boy, golly, we see a lot of energy trying to attack everybody. So we'll clear it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Here we go. And we're now going to release from you a situation, a problem, a pain, or whatever, whatever you're focusing on. Remember, you just focus on normally the worst thing that's going on with you. And so when you bring that issue up, I clear it. This is mind energy that you're bringing up because you're looking at it. And you sense it, you feel it, you know it's there. So I'm just clearing away, say, one page in your chapter of your book with all this stuff going on with you. Here we go, releasing that one page. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, we'll bring our co-host on. Are you out there, Ann?
Yes, I am, Ron. Hello, and welcome, everyone. That is, of course, Ron Amatron, and this is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. The Monday show is Healing Highway. We would love to hear from people. If you're listening, it would be so great if you could send us a message through the BBS page fast chat link, or an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and just tell us, have you done some healings, and how did you feel after them, even if you've done some of the free ones or some whole life ones. And if you haven't been to Ron's website, it's creationlightship.com, and you'll want to check that out afterwards. And Ron, someone did write in, it's been easy for me to stay on the 2016 timeline and not allow any attachment to new alien controls or timelines by doing healings. To me, every healing is a new beginning.
That's good. Yeah, it would be, because you're releasing more of those barnacles and implants and things like that, we'll say, off of you. And talking about implants, barnacles, we have a on this on the January 21st day, 21st day of January, we're going to be having our pin call coming up. So if you're interested in that, I wouldn't really sign up for it quite yet. You know, do it maybe a week before before we're going to be doing that. That makes it easier for me if you don't have codes or something. We have two calls here for the same price, and it's a little more complicated. I believe the one that's on the 7th will send you the PIN numbers and things. The 21, somehow something happened where it doesn't do that. So at least right now, so I'm looking into getting that repaired so that you will get your login. So just wait on that date. But I think the one on the 7th is working, which will be our New Year's call this Saturday. Oh, I'm not going to be using the date of what year it is, because probably won't be doing that for a while here. We'll see when I choose to bring it back in. If I choose to ever do that, we'll just be working with the month of the date, and it's up to you to figure out where you want to be. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yes, we did talk on Saturday night on the show about staying on the 2016 timeline, as you were saying, and that maybe the 7th call would be a good time to be on the 2017 for the first time, kind of all of us together. So I know people are trying to do that. And we got a nice happy Thanksgiving today at the grocery store. So I thought that was amusing. At least the person is, this was the cashier, at least they're on still in 2016.
I don't remember they're a time traveler, and they think that they're, who knows? You don't know where they got. Maybe they just got dropped in, and all they remember is eating turkey or something. You know? That poor turkey. He gave his life for you.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Bad depending on Christmas trees, you know. Have in your house. Well, bye.
So, Ron, I'm glad that you brought up the PayPal situation on the 7th, because we did get an email about that. And when you buy a Whole Life Healing, you get a receipt, and then you get a second email. And on that second email, it will have the username and password. Kind of the same for the calls. You'll get a receipt first, and then you should get a second email with the phone number and then PIN number that you need to call in. So someone did write in that they didn't get theirs for, I'm not sure which call, they don't say. But then they're also asking why PayPal is asking, do you want to receive this through PayPal Messenger? And I saw that also. That's a PayPal. That has nothing to do with Ron. That's a PayPal feature they've added. And you don't have to do that. Just pay regularly, you know, just click the regular pay now or whatever it says on the bottom. And if you did buy one of the calls already and you didn't get your second email you're supposed to get, just hold on, and when we get closer to the date, you can just send your email to Ron, and he'll send you the phone number and password.
Yeah, the PayPal changed their page. What we used to have was the page that you purchased with, and it comes up, and then on that page, near the bottom, it states that you have to click on that orange box, you know, to complete your transaction. And so that went away. So we're checking into what's going on here. But some people did get their code, so I just don't know. I don't understand it. But anyway, we're invested looking at it.
Right. Yeah, and everyone will get it before the date comes. Another question about that call, Ron, on the New Year's call, can one come on it and be absentee?
Yeah, but you're not going to get really any benefit out of it, I don't think. What do you think, Ann?
Well, I was going to ask you, will we be going to the lightship during the call? Because if that's the case, if there's, you know, in addition to you bringing in energies, if we're going to be on the light ship being worked on, then I guess it would be a big benefit.
Yeah, you will be going to the light ship. So, yeah, that's another way of looking at it. So, yes, and we will be making you real, as, you know, you are want to be real when you're on that particular call. So, yeah, you probably will get benefit that way on it. So if you are absentee, then you may take that amount of time that you're on the call, okay, and then I believe it's 4 hours, and then from there you want to request healing. One healing maybe every, just to say 10 minutes. Just request that because you're going to be up on the light ship. And then some people even, like you're in first grade or something, they'll actually pin on their person, their clothing, like maybe a 3x5 card or something, and it will say what kind of healing they need to have. So that's kind of interesting. I'll tell you the story that happened. I mentioned it on a few programs quite a while back, maybe years ago, but I was at, I think, the our first San Francisco event, and then I just had people come in front of me, and they sit in a chair, one person at a time, and I would be able to watch the light ship for maybe 10 minutes to do healing. And this one lady who had a booth around us someplace, she saw us and she wanted to do it, so she went up. And I think the second time she came, because she wanted to do it, you know, more than once, so she came another time. And she had her little badge on her blouse, you know, with maybe her company name or something and her name. So pinged her up, and I knew what her name was. It was an easy name. I'll just say the name of, we have Ann as the co-host. I'll just say Ann. It wasn't really a long name with, you know, like 10 letters. It was just a really short name. And so, beamed her up and doing the healing work. And I was going to mention her name, you know, through conversation of what I see the light beams were doing for her. So I went to look where her badge was to get her name, and it's not there. So I thought, okay. So I bring her back down, you know, at the end of 10 minutes. All of a sudden, the patch reappears on her clothing. So they had to probably take off her, maybe it was, say, her shirt, her blouse, or whatever, working with her, and you know. And when she got put back here, they just didn't put the tag on it because you're being beamed up and down continuously. And so, you know, when I happened to look, they didn't have it attached to her, probably because it wasn't needed. But, you know, I caught that, and that's what happened. So, anyway, you are talking, communicating, we'll say, whatever the way it is, up there with the light beams. And you walk around, you know, we'll say you have a sore toe. Well, you request to have your sore toe worked on because they see you as perfect. Naturally, when you first go there, you know, look at you and you have a sore toe, that doesn't mean anything to them. To you it does, but to them it doesn't mean anything because that's your creation. You created the sore toe, so they can't take something away from you that you created. They're non-judgment. Now you say, I have a sore toe. They go, oh, yeah. Now your blueprint 2 weeks ago looks fine, no sore toe. Now you have a sore toe. Now we'll help to work with you to release that energy from that. And so you have to keep communicating. And then you walk around on the light ship, and you see how the performances will say of what they have done to you. And then, you know, you would say, oh, yeah, it feels much better, but it's still not fixed. Can you work on it some more? Down here, you may not have a clue. But some people do have a great clue as they see the light beams and they see what's happening. And it's up to you, you know, how far you want that healing to go. So that's the way it works. And then naturally your energetic bodies down here, which is why you want to clean them out, will and can bring that energy back to you because they gave it to you to begin with. You haven't cleaned out these energetic bodies that were not created by source energy, and these energies stay on the earth. Your spirit created these energies to buffer you from being killed by psychic attacks of the alien mind energy. So that's the way it works. These bodies need to be cleaned out for you to have healing more fully. Let's put it that way. So if you wonder why you've been going to the light ship, and you know, maybe your problem is only, you know, we'll say two-thirds fixed, but you just can't seem to get fixed all the way, well, one of your energetic bodies contaminated, and as you come back here, the body wraps around you, and it creates that situation for you. So anyway, it'd be interesting if you could actually physically view or see you coming here back to the earth plane where you're watching these energetic bodies attach themselves to you. And, you know, if you could stop time, we'll say, and actually see that happening, you would see that you are fixed. And then all of a sudden, a moment later, zip, you got your problem back. So that's the way it works. You need to clean out those energetic bodies. And, you know, that's the whole thing. That's why we have whole lifetime clearings. Oh, you know, somebody could be listening now and saying, yeah, Rod, I did like 10 of these whole lifetime clearings, and I feel better, but my toe still hurts, you know. Well, what body's causing that? Maybe you haven't even looked at one of those clearings, you know, that would relate to your toe, because you don't know where they store this stuff. You know, where do they store your emotions, you know? Let's say you have an emotion for heartache, right? Because you had a divorce, we'll say, or somebody recently died, and now you're suffering with that. And where in your body is that being held? You don't know. And then as time goes on, as you forget about that situation, it's still there in your body as an energetic blockage, but you don't know where it's held at. That's why when you do the emotional clearing for the first time as a newbie, you go, yeah, I'll try this out. I don't know. I heard people talk about it. You know, and I'll give it a try. And you do that clearing, and then I have people walk around. You know, typically you stop it every 10 years, and you walk around, bend over, stretch, twist, and you go, wow, why is my ankles and knees popping? And that just got into alignment. You know, I felt one of my vertebrae pop. Well, it's because your emotions are typically, I won't say 100%, but they're typically stored in your muscle structure. So your muscles get relaxed. And all of a sudden, your body can reform into its perfect alignment. Oh, did you know that before? You go, no. You know, I had this aching pain on my back for my whole life. And I just did this clearing. I went going to my chiropractor for all these years, and they put it in. And, you know, a day later, it pops out again, but I can only afford to see him once a month. And I have relief for one day. And all of a sudden, you do this clearing, you go, wow, it's gone. No. So that's why you do these clearings. Anyway, that's just the way to look at it. So if you haven't had the results that you think you expected, then you haven't found the right energetic body to clear yet. And you may want to also look at your soul family. If maybe you took out a contract to suffer for your whole life so that your soul family can see you suffering and they know what it's like. So you took on being a martyr. Anyway, that's our healing highway there. For some of you, in case you're wondering, or you expected too much out of one clearing, you go, yeah, I got a sore toe, I'm going to do the pain clearing. You did the pain clearing, you go, it still hurts. Well, no, didn't find the right energetic body to clear yet. So that's up to you to go inward or find out which one you need. Back to you, Ann. Oh, you might be on mute.
Oh, I was. I'm so sorry. That was okay. A great review, Ron, of healing and how to, you know, a good way to understand the light ship and how the healings are done. And it's important, too, I just want to emphasize that part about being proactive in it, and you have to speak. You have to tell them out loud or write down what is going on. Because I could even imagine that someone who, for instance, might come on our show on Saturday night and have, as you put it, a stubbed toe, right? And they go to the light ship and they come back and they might say to themselves, oh, this doesn't work. I still have the pain in my toe. Well, if they didn't tell the light beings that they had a pain in their toe, yeah, it's going to still be there for sure. Whereas sometimes little things like that do get fixed right away.
And it could be from your, great-great-great-grandfather who, you know, is out on a farm someplace, and the plow fell down and bruised his toe, you know, and now that's transferred onto you. So that needs to be looked at also. That's why we have a seven-generational clearing. So if you do get some kind of relief and you go, man, you know, I know this goes deeper. Well, that's why we have seven-generational clearings. So that's, you know, I would think that doing the first one of those, a 1 through 7 generation, so that'll put you back quite a ways, maybe to the 1800s, I think. And you can kind of, you know, figure it out if you wanted to. You know, maybe there's two to three generations a year, you know, from people. How many ancestors do you have since the year, you know, say 1900 to now? Well, maybe, you know, maybe you were born, say, in 1950, okay? And then from there, when were your parents born, okay? Maybe they were born around the first part of the year. So right away you have your generation, which goes back to the 1900s. And then you have your grandparents. And, you know, how long did people live back then, you know? Anyway, that's how you have to look at the clearings. And so, you know, you may not need to go back, you know, past maybe 18, 1900. I don't know. Remember, it's the mindset of those people that come forward. And are you using their same technology, okay? Is the technology, you know, maybe pushing, having a horse, if you were a farmer, which probably most people were in those days, you know. You know, maybe even the 1700s, you know, you had your plow hooked onto a horse, and accidents happened then, probably from your other ancestors before that, maybe going into the 1500s, okay? The technology didn't really change too much. And so now you don't have that technology. Typically, you're not on a farm, you know, those kind of like, or the has-been days, you know. And now you're driving a car, but maybe you happen to have something that you're pushing, okay? So we're in winter time now, and so maybe you're pushing maybe a snowblower, let's put it that way, if you live in a cold state. Now you have an accident with the snowblower somehow. Well, that could be related to, you know, your great-great-great-grandfather or something having, you know, that instrument that they put into the ground to clear the ground, you know, or something fell off of a cart and hit you. Well, it's a similar scenario. Still doing the same basic thing, pushing something or holding on to something that's in front of you, and that created the accident, okay? Well, anyway, I'll just turn it back over to you again, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Wow, thanks so much. Someone wrote in to ask, is the Earth in alignment?
Well, I had to work on the Earth, I think it was last night, not mistaken, where they were trying to bring in a hologram, or it could have been this morning, I just don't remember, a lot of time. Right now it's just different, okay, for me. But they were trying to attach energetic cordings from this fake Earth hologram, attach it to the grid lines, which are typically laid over, put on top of the ley line. So it's like a big trench. And they connect those energetic cordings there that they could tether, we'll say, and connect and submit in place using those to attach this new Earth to it. I guess an analogy would be like a balloon that you ride in, right? You have the, you know, the flame coming up in the middle of it, you know, and you got this big balloon going up, and now you're like in the basket of that, and there's all these cables connected to the balloon. So just think of that basket being the Earth, and each one of those cables are corded to this big balloon, and it will eventually, you know, connect to the Earth. So that's kind of one way to look at it. So they're trying to connect the energetic cordings of mind control and whatever they're doing to bring that hologram, you know, from the canvas attached to the Earth here, so it will look like it's of their creation. So how do I deal with that? That's at least at this point. They're trying to do a new rat hole here, okay? So you have to get rid of the old to bring in the new. So that's the new rat hole energy for everybody who chose to experience a brand new rat hole to hell. So back to you.
Okay, so are they were going to actually try to bring in a whole new hologram of the planet to, like, abduct mass people. That's what it sounds like.
That's correct, yeah. Earth number two.
Wow.
Remember, they have to abduct people. That's why I said stay in last year so you're not abducted. They have to transfer people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Old Earth, which is what you should be on now, which you're aware of, into the new Earth, okay? And then the new Earth is the new reality with a new rat hole in it, the rat hole for everybody to experience. Brand new programs. So ever since you were born, every year when it changes, you're in a brand new program. And a lot of people know that because they say, well, I'll turn a new leaf, it's a brand new year, a brand new program's coming my way, which I don't know about yet, but I'll release the past and move forward in this brand new program. Now, what they talk about, Ann?
Well, I'm just curious, are the special forces going after this particular group of aliens? Are they aware of what's going on?
That was dealt with quickly.
Oh, good.
Yes, uh-huh.
Great. Well, that's good. It's always nice to get some good news.
Yep.
Okay.
There's a phrase, everything's fine, but it doesn't work. So if you're out of the now and you're using last year's program, that may not interfere or integrate, we'll say, or something like that with the new program. It won't shake hands, you know? Oh, it would be like an old Microsoft program, in the old days, Windows 95, we'll say. If that's something before 95, I don't know, but anyway. And then, trying to have Windows 95 work with Windows 10. Hello, it probably won't even recognize it, or know what it is. That thing's, too old. See how simple it used to be in the old days. You visit Windows 95 may make a lot of logical sense to you the way it's working because it was slower and you kind of knew what the steps were. Where all the new stuff is, it's sort of automatic. You do this thing and you don't know what's going on in the background and it just happens to work. But anyway, that's sort of what it's like. You need to look at if it's not working for you, on what you're planning to do, either there's no new program for that, and you're running an old program, reevaluate that program, get it, and if you liked it, get in the now and create that for yourself, okay? So, how do you want to look at your freedom that you have? And what do you plan to do? Because each year you're trying to be freed up, right, from last year. Am I correct on that? And it doesn't people, when the year changes, don't they want to see all the old stuff that happened from the past, be eliminated, or they're freed up from that because they're going into a new year? Is that sort of the way people typically think?
Well,
a new year happens?
Yes, definitely. And I'm trying to think, how does that... Or how can that help us really make a great use of the upcoming call?
of the 12 energies. Like if you can say to yourself, well, this was good this year, but this wasn't good. I want to continue this, but it needs more energy maybe, and I want this to go away. Because we actually have a question here about manifesting and that kind of thing, Ron. So maybe you could talk about that a little. How could we utilize what you said on that Saturday call?
So for the call, and like what we're talking about, know what you don't like, you know, from the previous year, okay? And now you have a way to input what you want to have in the new year. You write down all these things that you may wish to manifest in the now. Remember, you want to be in the now, not be on timelines. And, you know, since there's 12 months, you know, you may want to get 15 or so things that you might like to do. It may take you a while to think about it. You know, maybe, you know, you sort of thought last year about getting a different car, possibly, you know, for whatever reason. But you never really focused on it enough to do that. But you just thought in the back of your mind will say, yeah, it's time for me to get a new car. Kind of like, you know, when people are single, they have a car. Maybe they just got a two-seater, little sports car or something, you know, and now they got married, and that worked fine, and now they got the wife is pregnant, we'll say, and two-seater's no longer going to work, you know. Now you got to figure out, gee, my wife just got pregnant, and this car's not going to work, and I had it for all this time. Do I get rid of the car? Do I buy another car, you know, with just a back seat, you know? Or am I going to have lots of kids and I have to go out and buy one of those older, big, like Chevy Suburbans or Ford Excursions or something with all the seats in it? Or maybe you're going to be buying a gigantic van, you know, with a bunch of seats because you're planning to have 10 kids, you know? So anyway, you know, you have to look at it because, you know, things are changing for you. So write down, you know, like you want to get another vehicle, for instance. Well, what month is going to work for you? You know, it, you know, which month is going to have that extra window of opportunity to have that manifestation work for you? Remember, you're going to be dodging and trying to figure out how the darkness is preventing you from having that. That's what the call is about also. So it's bringing in light of ascension into your realm of what's happening next year, but also you have to realize that the darkness is going to try to invalidate your manifestation. So you got to find out where that window of opportunity is best for you to use the light to create it. So maybe there's more light, we'll say, coming into you because of the mindset of having a car. Maybe that's, say, in, just say March, okay, just to pick a month. So you look at it and you go, wow, just like March is really good because, you know, the aliens aren't grabbing me as much about buying a car or trying to put roadblocks in my way, and I can use that ascension energy to move forward, yet my desire, which is what I want, is another vehicle. And that's sort of the way it works. So you're using source energy at that point in the now to manifest with. Where before you had an energetic block from the darkness, okay, of not allowing you to do this. That's the way the call can work. I'm saying it a little differently, but that's the way it works. And so you have more than, you know, maybe 12 affirmations just in case, you know, a few of those are not conducive for next year, but you may have something that is. And maybe you want to do maybe a couple of things in a month. I don't know. Normally you just pick one thing to make it simple. You know, that's up to you. And then you can see where the window of opportunity is for you, where the darkness forgot about you. Back to you.
Okay, Ron, it's interesting that you mentioned you might want a car because that's exactly what someone wrote in about. They say, this will be my first time on the call. I would like to have a car. So do I just write down on paper a car, or can I write down what color, year, and model?
That's up to you. No, that's up to you.
See, I'm a little...
You're doing the manifestation, so you're manifesting that. But you don't want to block yourself too much. You know, what if your manifestation is to have a green car, you know, and you're staying firm with the green car, and the energy is out there for, you know, your Aunt Mabel to give you a purple car, okay? And you're so fixed on having a green car that Uncle Mabel won't even be connected with to you energetically, and she'll forget about you because in your psychic billboard it's saying you want a green car. She reads that. She goes, well, I can't give you my purple car, but I will give it away to, you know, a cousin, you know, of yours. And then all of a sudden you hear about your cousin getting this car that's what you kind of wanted, maybe even better than what you wanted, and now you're upset because she gave the car to somebody else because you were too rigid on your thinking. I'm sure that happens a lot to people. I would imagine that people listening right now are going, yeah, that's what happened, you know. Somehow I never got that gift from so-and-so. Why? Well, what did your psychic billboard say? No, you didn't like this person because they used to do stuff to you. Maybe they spanked you a bunch of times. And you hated this person, and it's always on your psychic billboard. And they said, well, I got this car to give away. Oh, this person doesn't like me at all. But this other one here, you know, did, so I'll give the car. Anyway, back to you. Just a way of looking at it.
Right. And I just want to be sure, Ron, because... you know, I know that we get new listeners all the time, and probably a lot of new people, new to Creation Lightship, are going to come on the call. And I just want to be sure that nobody thinks, you know, you just write down a list of what you want, and it's somehow magically going to be, you know, manifested for you over the next year. There's a true proactiveness as far as feeling the energies, staying in peace on the now timeline, staying heart-centered, right? It's not like law of attraction, which is mind energy.
That is correct, yeah. This is a source energy that you have to manifest yourself in the now. But you can look at it in the darkness energy as you're thinking. That's the darkness. But then you switch it over to manifest in the now with that energy. And you do that anyway when you stop time and you're doing something that you like to do. I'll go a little further with the car thing, okay? So that you have your heart set on this car. So we'll go back in time. I don't know how old the listeners are here, but there was a car that Chevrolet put out called the Corvair. That was like 1960, and maybe, I think they made it for 3 years, okay? Maybe 63, 64, something like that. They made it to 65, I think, also, a five-year run. Anyway, we'll see if anybody knows. They could tell us. So that car, you know, seemed to be okay. And what killed it? Well, Ralph Nader said the car was unsafe and it turns over. Okay? That's the old days. So now here you are right now, and you're in, say, we'll say 1962, and you love this car, the Corvair, okay? And you wanted to have it. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're trying to manifest that car. That's what you think you wanted now, and you want to manifest that car in September. That's the time that it's good. So now all of a sudden you hear in June about the car not, you know, turning over, that, it, you know, you turn a corner too fast and it flips over. And all of a sudden now your manifestation that you held on to now is changed, and everything has changed on your psychic billboard, and or maybe the car is no longer available because nobody wants to buy it or have it, and you can't find them. Now, I don't know if the car dealers would want to take a car in that was a lemon, we'll say, in a sense. I'm not saying, you know, Corvair was or is, but, you know, using that analogy, you know, car dealer going to want something that Ralph Nader's saying is going to kill you? Well, most car dealers would say, yeah, I don't want to have that car in my lot, you know, because it could cause harm to people, or it's just going to sit there forever. I don't want to put my money into a car that's going to sit here for inventory. So you have to look at it that way, too. So you may, your thoughts of what you want right now might be completely different than what you wanted to manifest. So hanging on to reality that tight may not be beneficial for you. Oh. want to get a car, then they kind of look around and see about what you like and a lot of different possibilities of that, because it might be something better than what you're looking for. So back to you.
Okay, great, Ron. And we have a testimonial about the call I'd like to read. I have been present for the last 5 Seed Your Intention conference calls and want to share that whether or not I had specific goals for the year, the Seed Your Intentions conference calls helped me to go inward and to become the observer of my own life in order to gain perspective. I do not always see situations clearly when in the middle of them, so going on to the now timeline and letting myself feel the different energies seem to help me manifest better from a heart-centered equilibrium more effortlessly. I like Ron's choice of the word of intentions rather than goals, as I notice the difference. Its flexibility allows for my best interests.
Oh, that's great. Thank you, whoever sent that in. Perfect.
Yes, it's a very nice letter and a good, really good testimonial. Okay, a listener has been writing in or written in a couple of times and asked you for some advice on how to clear feeling taken advantage of. And they wrote in today to say, felt very sad over the last days, did the Soul Family billboard and depression on myself. Oh, and self-empowerment, I'm sorry, and feel much better now. And they titled that Relief.
Great.
Yes,
great,
I'm very happy to hear that, and thank you for sharing that.
Because you don't know what's causing it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You may see one thing because you have an event or situation always happening, kind of like a mind loop situation, we'll say, and it's going on, or we have that other one, that clearing the, I should have named it the shit happens clearing, but that wouldn't sound too appropriate.
Is it the recurring event you're thinking of?
That's reoccurring event one, yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, so that's what you're probably looking at, but the event's always the same to you, but that's not the reason why it's happening, you know? Because there's something else triggering that. So you start looking at it all the time as this, but it's something else. That's why you need to kind of reevaluate. That's why we have that clearing of the self-empowerment one, to give you a foundation so you can go in there and say, geez, I thought I had this kind of problem, and I did that. That's a Band-Aid clearing. That whole self-empowerment is strictly Band-Aids. So you got this Band-Aid on this area here, which you thought your problem was in, and you do another one. Maybe that was the third one that you did on the list. Most people look at it. And I had some people, when I first put it, go, oh, geez, Ron, I don't know if I have any of these things, you know, or I know I got this one, but why is the other ones on there, you know? So I just say, well, just go from one to whatever it is, 36 or 38, whatever there, plus you have the other for an entry. So they go, yeah, I thought mine was number 3, and I just kept doing it, and lo and behold, you know, number 11 came up, and I didn't realize that was even affecting me because, you know, it's like seeing the forest of the trees, you know? All of a sudden you go, wow, this is what the problem is. And you go, I better focus on that. And they do that, and the stuff goes away. Like I said, you don't know what energetic body or what thing or situation as far as energy is affecting you. Because you only have glasses on that can see so far, you know. You have those glasses on for the movie They Live, you probably see it. No, but you don't have those. So anyway, back to you.
Right. Well, we have heard from people over and over again, Ron, that the more they clear, the more clear it is to them what their next clearing needs to be. So we have another question. Can we / should we talk to our bodies like we talk to our spirits?
Well, your body is probably more inducive to that, you know. So yes, by all means, and have your body show you. Your body will, with its own consciousness, maybe lead you to the information that you're seeking, okay? So you have to remember that we'll just say that you're an avid reader and you read everything. You know, you go to the library and you get 10 books and bring them home and you read about stuff that you're interested in. But that's the way you work. Well, you may not find it that way. So you need to put it in your psychic billboard that you're looking for, you know, a remedy for something, okay? You're looking for information. Well, how's that going to come to you? Well, your body's conscious. But you might say, well, let's see here. I eat fast food every day, we'll say. And I always go to, we'll say, Carl's Jr.'s or something. We'll just use that for a term. And body goes, well, let's try Wendy's today. So you go to Wendy's, right? And maybe you go inside and sit down. I'm sure people who don't eat that stuff will wonder why I'm using that as an example, but it's just what I'm doing here. And so anyway, so now you go to Wendy's inside. And remember, the mindset at Carl's Jr. was something to deal with some other issue entirely, okay? And everybody there kind of being there at the given time because the psychic billboards are all kind of similar, you know, but your answer's not there. So now you go to Wendy's, we'll say, and you walk in there and you get your stuff and you sit down at a table, and maybe you're just by yourself, and all of a sudden the next table over to you, because your body's conscious, it knows more than you think it does, okay? All of a sudden your body goes, I want to sit here. And you go, well, you know, I'm way in the corner. You know, I like to be around people. So you go, okay, I'll sit here. And you sit down, and lo and behold, somebody else is next to you. And all of a sudden their cell phone rings, and they start talking about the issue, the information that you need. And you go, wow, that's the answer to my question that I've been trying to find in all my books for the last 9 months. Very simple. They're talking about it. Now you got a clue because your body brought you there. Your body's very intelligent. Your spirit could have too, but let's just use this as body consciousness. So that's a way to look at it. Okay, so back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, wow, that was very interesting. Thank you. I think maybe our bodies, are more intelligent than we think about or realize. So that's very interesting to just sort of pay attention if we're getting cues and that sort of thing. Okay. So a listener wrote in, Ron, with a question about timeline crashes. They're running the one-week timeline crash with space-time crash and not running the future, just present and past, still in 2016. So good for you. We're all still in 2016. So her question is about the list of 1 through 20 timelines and how to change them. And hopefully this is understandable. I'll explain that, Ron, and then you can add. But what you do is after your name, you can write crash all timelines consecutively, all parts, and then take the check mark out of that little box. And then the light beings will run from one timeline to the next, to the next, to the next. And they mostly, as a guideline, you can assume that they take about 5 minutes per timeline, though Ron has said occasionally one will take 20 or 30 minutes. But that's sort of a more efficient way to do it. And so the other question is, can I run the space-time crash part for the same incident after a few days changing options as I run it? Okay, when you unclick the top button to run the timelines consecutively, you can also check all the boxes on the bottom part of the timeline, so you don't have to adjust that. And the only other thing I can think of to let you know is you want to do the space-time crash for only 10% of the time you ran your regular timeline crashes. And I'll send this person that page of instructions for the new advanced timeline, but it might help her a little with this one too. Anything else you want to say, Ron, about the actual healing or timeline crashes?
I think you covered it. And so we have a box here that you can click on to drop down from 1 to 20. So I put that in initially so people could go do the first timeline crash, then do the second one and the third one, you know, by manually clicking it. But you could have more than that. So I didn't want to go up to 100 because some people would probably feel overwhelmed, even though that may not even be enough. But I just put the first 20 in. And the first 20 might give you the relief that you need, but you can always start over again or just do it the way Anna's doing. That's why, if you're wondering why there's 20, that separates, that goes to the next timeline that you're on. Remember, they replicate you on timelines. Oh, back to you.
Okay. Someone just sent in an email, and they're wondering if they were getting, it's a, it says clone observation, but I had the following dream last night with possible clone intel. Is that possible, Ron, that we might learn about clones through a dream?
That's very possible, yeah.
Okay.
If you're doing research on a timeline to investigate clones, and you brought it back here. Yes, it's very possible.
Okay. Let me just give you the kind of edited. We're getting near the end of the show already, and it's a little long. But they basically were getting their hair cut by two women and both cutting their hair at the same time. And then as they got around the back, they both passed out or appeared to die. And then I called a 911, and the 911 operator said, it sounds like they were copying your genetic information. Just then they revived and were fine again. They had powered down to update and switched back on. Ugh. So you have said that too, Ron, that aliens can take some of our body parts and copy our genetic information, as this person is saying, or just clone you out, like make another one of you, right?
Yeah, that's correct, uh-huh. That's what they're doing on timelines. So maybe even happen to see two of the timelines superimposed over each other. Remember, the timelines typically, I won't say this 100% correct, but if they recreate a timeline, maybe they recreate it for an hour. So, and then they copy and paste that. They have another hour timeline, and they start them at the same exact time. So you have the same event happening second by second, okay? And it's in sync. So you may have happened to see two different timelines with two people. Maybe one would turn kind of backwards. Maybe they put the film on backwards. So now you had one person working on one side of your head and then working on the other, okay? You're actually seeing two timelines that was created at the same time, but the maybe the hologram was reversed. So you're seeing two timelines at once, and you think that it's just happening in the now, or one timeline only with two people working on you. That's very good. You're actually probably viewing two timelines. So back to you. It's kind of like looking at a reflection of, let's say, trees on a still lake or something, you know? You
right.
Got the real trees, and you got the ones out of the reflection. Back to you.
I would say it's not good. Exactly. It's good that you're aware of what's going on. None of what's happening is good.
Right, but you caught it.
Yeah.
Now you have your validation that you were on two timelines at once.
Right, exactly. So always good.
So that's good. And the timeline crash, though, geez, you know, and you could even, it's going to be even, this is like a sci-fi answer here, but just think if they happen to switch you out here and they put you on that timeline and you woke up and you had no hair because they kept cutting you. And cutting your hair, and cutting your hair, and cutting your hair, and cutting your hair. Okay. And all of a sudden, there's no more hair left. Wake up in the morning, you look in the mirror, and you go, ah, this isn't me. Well, anyway.
We have to laugh about those things.
Yeah, it looks like it's time to, I got about a minute left here, I think.
So okay, well, of course, as always, we'd love to have the mind-to-heart drop. tomorrow at 5:30, there is a live healing call with Ron that also only costs $20 to come on, if you'd like to join us on that. And the next show is Wednesday on BBS Radio again at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. And this coming Saturday is, of course, the 7th, is the 12 months energies Ron's going to bring in for our intentions for this new year, which for a lot of us will be starting on that day. And thank you, Ron, for a great show.
Okay, so yeah, that's the 7th, Saturday here. It starts at 1 o'clock California time, Pacific time. So you might look at your pets and animals and just see if they're behaving different with brand new programs here. They may not be attached to the new one quite yet. Oh, anyway, just an idea, because they're close by you. Anyway, or like what you did, Ann, you had the person talking about Happy Thanksgiving. No?
Yeah.
Anyway.
That was
we'll
great.
Let's do the Mind of Heart drop here, everybody. Look for strange things, because now's the time when you can really view them. That is, you're not on that timeline, hopefully, and you can actually view it. You can watch the movie set being created. Wow, that's cool. Here we go. Mind a heart drop. You have to say this out loud, so just kind of say it after me. And now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And to facilitate that, we count from 10 to 1. Or you could do 3, 2, 1 if you've been doing it for a week or so. But here we go. A long way. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, well, we'll see you later, and if you don't hear from us right now, maybe you'll be on the call this coming Saturday on the 7th. So bye, everyone. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, co-hosts. Thank you, BBS. Bye, everyone.